Hey guys, welcome to episode 17 of A Wrestling Gal Podcast, providing you with the female perspective on all things wrestling. Join me, your host and wrestling enthusiast, Ella J, as today I am joined by the bubblegum princess, Alexia Nicole. Now let's chat! Hello, everybody. Today I am joined by the bubblegum princess herself, Alexia Nicole. So how are you today, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. It's a little rainy here, but doing okay. Well, firstly, I wanted to note that you actually started training at 15 years old in an all-women's class led by Taylor Wilde. So how was that experience to be surrounded by all other women's wrestling hopefuls?
Pretty cool. It was nice. It was a lot less intimidating than just jumping straight into class. Cause, I remember when I went to go sign up, I watched like the normal classes where it was mostly guys and there was a lot of guys. And it was kind of scary just to jump right into that being so young. So a much smaller class with only girls we were all kind of around the same age too, which is kind of nice. So it was, it made it a lot easier.
Were you the youngest in that class then?
Yes.
Yeah. How was that? Was that dynamic a little intimidating?
Not at all.
Really?
Yeah, like I said, like, I think it was me. There was a girl who's a year older than me. Aaliyah is 2 or 3 years older than me, and she was in that class too. There was another girl who was around the same age, and then Taylor, who, yeah, she's a little bit older than us, but she still was, like, really encouraging, and she started young too, so she was really helpful with that.
And I actually have a question from a fan who wants to know, what went through your mind when you took your first real bump in the ring?
It wasn't that bad. I was expecting a lot worse, to be honest, because everyone kept saying, you know, it's going to hurt, you're going to have to take Epsom salt baths after. But I had done karate for like 3 years already at that point. I did a lot of self-defense classes, so I knew how to disperse my weight, like, properly when I fell so that I didn't kill myself on each fall. That's really all a bump is, just not dying when you're falling. So when I bumped, I was like, oh, okay, I guess I know how to do this already and not hurt myself.
Was there a certain move that was kind of the hardest or most difficult to learn to get a hold of?
I mean, there's stuff now that I can't get a hold of. Like, I'm not a good grappler. I'm not like I don't have like the best jumping ability. But like, most basic moves are like anyone can pick up. Like, of course, there's like a lot of intricate things. Like, I'm never going to do like a 450.
Yeah.
Or like a shooting star. Like, those aren't just going to happen. Like, my grappling could be better, but that's stuff I can work on. Mostly things off the top, just because I'm very scared of going off the top, despite people thinking I'm a high flyer because I'm small. But most jumping things that involve me landing in a specific way are a little trickier. For me, at least.
Fair enough. And you actually have a pretty interesting origin story of what motivated you to become a wrestler. I know you used to watch it with your brother, and at the time, to be honest, yeah, the women's division was kind of subpar in WWE, and the women weren't showcased to their full potential, but that kind of actually drove you to want to be better than what you saw. So can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, like I said, yeah, I'd watch with my brother, and the woman would come on, and, like, you knew what was going to happen. It was going to be a short match, or it was going to be, like, a pillow fight. I was like, oh, this sucks. Like, why is this so bad? I wanted to wrestle, and I wanted to be better than that. I wanted to show that people could be better than that. So, yeah, that's really where it came from. It's just wanting to be, I guess, where we are now with women's wrestling, which is just, you know, being showcased and showing that it's just as good as guys and sometimes better.
And bettering yourself is obviously essential in general, but also in pro wrestling. So is there something, maybe a move, a character work, that you find yourself practicing or studying so you can be the best Alexia Nicole you can be?
I think every time I get in the ring, I definitely try. There's always something new I'm trying out, whether it's a new move, whether it's character-wise something I want to try differently. I wouldn't say there's anything specific, but I am watching a lot more wrestling, especially with everyone having to be inside all day now.
Yeah.
Definitely watching a lot more wrestling and like a lot of lucha wrestling lately. A lot of Guerrero, a lot of Mysterio, a lot of AAA. Just to see like what's different. I like to see like what everyone does and see what I can do that's different from everybody else.
How would you describe your personal wrestling style then?
Oof. honestly, pretty basic. I'm also really like tiny, so I don't feel comfortable lifting people over me too often.
I've seen you do it though, but yeah.
Yeah, I can do it. I just, my height, when I try, like if I pick someone up on my shoulders for like an F5 or something, their feet are still touching the ground. So I'm not yeah, I don't do too much power stuff. I don't do too much. I try and like combine everything as much as I can, but like keeping in mind my height, I can't do a ton of things. I have a pretty basic style. I sprinkle in some lucha stuff and some power stuff, but I don't even know what to call my style, to be honest.
That's fair. You're just versatile then, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. And I know a couple of your inspirations were Mickey James, Beth Phoenix, and Chris Jericho, and a few others, like you mentioned. So what about them specifically drew you to them?
Well, Beth I had actually gotten to meet right when I started training. So that helped me, helped in her becoming a big inspiration. But, like, with Mickey and Chris, they were just never the biggest. Like, they weren't the biggest, they weren't the strongest, they weren't the fastest. So, and for me, I was like, well, I'm not the biggest, I'm not the strongest, I'm not the fastest. So, but if they can do this and be so good at it, so can I.
Did you get any advice from Beth when meeting her? Because that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she was really great. She just basically said just to keep trying. Just to not give up. Like, obviously it's going to get hard. And you're going to be told you can't do things and you're not good enough. And she just told me to just never stop and just keep trying no matter what.
That's some good advice.
Yeah.
And now you're obviously known as the Bubblegum Princess. But I want to know, how did you create this persona?
It really came out of nowhere. I was at a show and I used to chew gum before I wrestled. Cause like when I get nervous, I grind my teeth. Mm-hmm. So to stop grinding my teeth, I chew gum so that it keeps me doing something. I cut a promo backstage and I was chewing bubble gum at the time. Cause that's the only gum I had on me. I used it in a promo and it just kind of worked. And from there on, it evolved, I guess. Obviously, like, I'm a huge Disney fan, so like that's where the princess part came from. But yeah, it literally just started for me and like a nervous tick that I would have. Mm-hmm.
And now, obviously, you being a Disney fan, I gotta know, what are you watching there on Disney Plus?
I might rewatch The Mandalorian, because why not? What did I watch? Most recent thing I watched was Frozen 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna start The Proud Family soon, finish Hannah Montana, finish
yes,
the
recent I rewatched Recess. Hannah Montana too, yes!
And that was like one of my first two ones to go to too, and everyone judged me for it. I'm like, you know what? Hannah Montana was huge when I was a kid, so.
Yeah, and to be honest, like, last year I was listening to the whole Hannah Montana album again, so you're only a year older than me, so we're basically the same age. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's like our childhood, and so yeah. I don't feel ashamed of that. It was my favorite, too.
Yeah, like, I got really, when I saw everything was on there, I got really excited. I think I've got Lizzie McGuire queued up, too, to go soon.
That's really good with all this free time we have now. Definitely a solid plan.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like you said before, you obviously have a very small frame, but I've seen you have some power to you, girl. And wrestling definitely isn't easy. So how have you achieved this level of confidence that at least I see you exuding in the ring?
It just came with time. Especially this past year. The thing is, in Canada, there's not a ton of girls. So already I'm kind of limited. I can wrestle in the States, but like, it's very risky. And I tell people all the time, for Canadians to go over the border, it's always risky because sometimes the border guard just doesn't want to let you through, regardless of whether you're not making any money or not, or what you're doing is totally legal. They don't understand that professional wrestling at an independent level is not professional wrestling, I guess. Like when I still tell a border guard, oh, I'm going over the border to wrestle, but in their mind, they think I'm going to be on TV making thousands of dollars when I'm in front of a crowd of like 60. But so wrestling here and not being able to go to the States as much kind of like hit my confidence kind of hard because I felt like I wasn't doing what I wanted to be doing. But then just being stuck here made me work harder and get better and realize that I'm actually kind of good at this. And
you're really good, girl.
Thank you. But yeah, realizing that like I'm actually good at it and like knowing what I'm comfortable doing and what I'm good at doing, that definitely helps with confidence and just like, the people you're around, too, really help. Like, having a good group of friends, especially in wrestling, like, having a good group of friends in wrestling that can teach you and help you and, like, tell you things you can do better and fix, that really, really helps with confidence.
And you were actually in a tag team with Aaliyah for a while, who I'm assuming is one of your good friends. So tell me about that dynamic.
Yeah, I was always the really shy one and, like, the one reining her in from her craziness, but she was the one who would also bring me out of my shell and help me be a little more crazy. So it really helped. It really balanced each other out. We still talk from time to time. She's super busy, obviously.
Yeah.
But we still talk, and it's when we do talk and we do get to see each other, it's like nothing's ever changed.
Did you guys have a special tag team finisher at all?
Did we have a tag team finisher? That's a good question. We did like a wheelbarrow splash kind of thing. I don't know if that was our finish or not, though. That was so long ago. Oh my god, I feel so old thinking about that. I think that was it. I think. I know we finished most matches with roll-ups.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. But like you mentioned a little bit earlier, there's been this huge rise of women's wrestling and the independent scene specifically. So what are your thoughts on this? I feel like it's an exciting time to be a part of women's wrestling, despite all this stuff that's happening in the world right now. The last few years has been this huge surge of women's wrestling. So what is your thoughts on that?
It's really exciting. And like, I started wrestling at a time where it wasn't. So
yeah.
For me, I've seen from when I started training to now just the difference in the quality. Like, girls that have started training after me are being trained much differently than I was. Because I was trained with, not with the intention of, okay, you're gonna have a 5-minute match, goal is to go out there and look pretty, but that's what was going on. So that's what was expected. So obviously, like, Rob Fuego, he was my trainer, he would always teach me all the cool things to do, and I was able to do most of them. But a lot of promoters, and when I first started wrestling, at least, when I was about, like, 17, my matches were very short, very to the point, nothing crazy. And yeah, that was, what, 6 years ago now? Six years ago? And everything's changed since then. I've gone from having like 5-minute matches where it's just go out there, do something cute, come back, to go out there, have a 20-minute match, 2 out of 3 falls, tables, strap matches, you know, go out there, wrestle the guys, you can do all this crazy shit. Yeah, it's insane. Like, in my own career that's changed, and then to see it on a wider scale of not only have the girls, you know, stopped having, like, the fluff matches, but they're main eventing WrestleMania, they're, you know, Tessa Blanchard's the Impact champion. It's just kind of cool. Like, it's really cool to be in this time. And it's a little intimidating, too, because, like, I went from, like, no girls to, like, so many
a
girls.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, but it's great because everyone's so supportive at the same time.
And speaking of Impact Wrestling, you've obviously appeared multiple times over the last year, and you've also appeared in Ring of Honor. So tell me, how were those experiences for you to be on a wider scale?
Scary. very scary. Ring of Honor was a little more laid back, because I had done a couple of camps. I had done a little bit of work there before already as, like, a manager, so I wasn't too nervous about that. The match itself was okay. I wasn't thrilled about it. Didn't really go that well, but it was a learning experience. So I'm really thankful for that. I'm hoping to have that again. And with Impact, I'm so thankful for Impact because they really helped me understand where I want to go character-wise and, like, what I can do that's really, like, to really showcase what I do best. But it's also, again, like, really scary because, you know, you walk back there. First person that, like, really I saw was Gail Kim. And I was like, oh, cool.
Yep.
It's Gail. And I had met Gail before, but, like, briefly. And Gail was also trained by the same trainer that I had. So yeah, like, that was really intimidating because I knew Rob had talked to her already when he found out I was going there. So it was like, great, what did he tell her? but Gail was super nice, super sweet, super helpful. And like, all the girls there are, it's a really nice, inviting place. But yeah, still intimidating because it's just a bunch of cameras just on you.
You also did get to step into the ring with the Knockouts champion at the time, Taya Valkyrie. So
yes.
That's pretty elevated for you. That's super exciting though.
Yeah, like, and like I said, like, there's not a lot of girls in Canada, so you kind of wrestle the same people all the time. So when I started doing Impact, and I started wrestling Jordan, who I wrestled a couple of times, and then Madison especially, because Madison was someone who I'd watch on TV right before I started training, so that was really cool. And then Taya, I found out I was in a match with her, and we got in the ring. We weren't supposed to, but Kira Hogan had gotten hurt, so it was just totally, like, on the fly. Let's come up with something. And she was just so calm, so cool, so collected, and it was so nice. Because I was kind of panicking, but she just calmed me down right away.
Good.
But yeah.
Good. Yeah, I've heard very good things about her, so I'm glad that your experience was very well received. Very glad. And you've obviously been wrestling for over 8 years now, but is there an opponent you think you have the best in-ring chemistry with, perhaps?
It's tough to say. I have really good matches with Jody Threat. Like, really good matches. I miss wrestling Aaliyah. We had great chemistry. We could just look at each other and know, like, what to do next. We didn't have to think a lot. We knew each other so well because we had trained together and teamed together and traveled together that, like, if a chance ever came, I'd love to wrestle her again. I'd love to see where she is at, like, right now. And, like, I really like wrestling Jordan, too. My matches with Jordan are a lot of fun.
And obviously you've evolved yourself over this last 8 years from starting at 15 to now you're almost 24. So how have you changed, whether as a person or in the ring?
I think in the ring I've just grown as most people do. And just, like, being open to new ideas and trying new things. As a person, my God. I feel like I grew up very quickly, yet still stayed a teenager, if that makes any sense.
It does.
I remember in high school, I had to take everything so seriously with wrestling, like, in terms of, like, bookings and, like, staying away from certain things and trying to get in shape. Or in high school, everyone was just like, out to have fun. And flip side, now I'm not in high school, I'm working full time, and I'm just out to have a lot of fun because I've been able to integrate, you know, my time management and my working out and wrestling with my lifestyle to a point where it's just natural and I don't have to worry about it and I can kind of relax with it.
Mm-hmm. How did you balance that time in high school? Because you said you started when you were 15, and so I'm assuming you had at least 2 or 3 years left. So did you do training on the weekends or at night, and then you had school during the day? How did that work for you?
So the first 6 months, I believe it was training on weekends and then school during the week. And then I think after that, it was 2 nights a week and 1 weekend, and then still school. And then I know I started wrestling regularly when I was in grade 12. So yeah, it was training on weeknights, school during the day. If I had a part-time job at the time, I'd find time for that.
So no social life.
Oh, I had no social life.
Yeah.
Like if I was not in class, I didn't talk to anybody.
Fair. And if you could choose any wrestler, past or present, to face in a dream scenario, who would it be and why?
Ooh. I think I want to wrestle Eddie Guerrero. Can I pick him? I'm picking him.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I want to pick him. I've been watching a lot of his stuff lately. I was always a fan, and he was one of my, like, big inspirations before, and I've gotten back into him lately. He's so good.
I know.
so good. He could do everything, and so clean. I would love to, like, sit and learn from him. I wish it was possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got tons of time now in 2020 to
oh, yeah.
watch his stuff. What else are you planning on doing now in the wake of all this craziness?
I'm trying to set up a home gym, because, mm-hmm. like, I've only been home for like 4 days and it feels like an eternity. So I'm trying to just to keep some like myself active. I'm trying to set that up. Mm-hmm. Maybe clean my room. There's papers everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Probably honestly not much. Try to reteach myself how to play the piano. Watch a lot of wrestling, watch a lot of Netflix, Disney Plus. Yeah, life can get real boring and not unexciting for me.
What's your regular workout routine then like if you were in the gym?
If I was in a gym, I try to work everything every day, but I do a lot of heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously that's going to have to change. Yeah, I usually start with like one heavy. I work out legs most just because I have really weak shoulders. I have a lot of shoulder problems, so I can't go super heavy with those. So I do like one super heavy like leg workout, whether it's squats, I go heavy on leg press, deadlift. And then from there on, I decide, okay, like I'll do back the rest of the day, or I'll do chest, or I'll do arms. And then just kind of like sprinkle some things in there and end off with cardio. It's going to be a lot more cardio now though, for sure, because I don't really have the amount of weights that I would require.
That's fair. Got to be innovative in times like these. Now, before I let you go, I want to mention that you said earlier that you grew up in Ontario, and I'm from pretty close in Buffalo, actually. So I have to know, do you prefer Tim Hortons or Starbucks?
It depends.
Okay.
I don't drink coffee.
Uh-huh.
I will drink a Starbucks, like, they're flavored, oh my god, I don't even know, is it a,
ice
sometimes
caps?
They have, like, not even ice caps, like, sometimes they have, like, special, like, their holiday drinks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those caffeinated ones, I'll drink those all day, but, like, I will never touch Tim Hortons coffee. But I do prefer Tim Hortons, like, baked goods and their, that kind of stuff.
And can you just let everyone know where they can find you on social media then, please?
Yes, on Twitter and Instagram, it's @AlexiaNicole, there's 2 X's and 2 A's in Alexia. And at the end of Alexia, because regular spelling was taken, but please don't spell my name like that. It's spelled normally. I tell that to promoters, and they still spell it wrong. But yeah, that's where you can find me on social media. Right now, I am selling, if you send me an email at AlexiaNicoleWrestling@gmail.com, I am selling a lot of 8x10s and t-shirts. I also have branded t-shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees, if you want to go check those out, and I'll have those on me in about like a month and a half-ish, if you want to order from straight from me. So yeah, but I'm going to try and keep people entertained through my tweets and Instagram stories and see if people still like me after that, if I get annoying. We'll find out.
And just a quick side note, if you're going to email her, be sure it's a serious inquiry.
Yes, yes. No, please don't email me just to say hi. Say hi in a tweet. Do not email me to ask for weird things.
Those had me dying.
Do not email me to tell me you don't like me. If you don't like me that much, you wouldn't email me.
All right. But yeah, thanks again so much for your time, Alexia. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And that about concludes this episode of A Wrestling Gal. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. I had such a blast recording with Alexia. She's such a fun personality. And I hope during this time that all the indie wrestlers find a way to keep themselves busy, because I know once this whole thing is over, there's going to be this big boom in indie wrestling, and I can't wait for it. But I just hope that everyone stays safe and healthy through all of this, and I hope we're going to come back stronger than ever once this is all said and done. And don't forget, stay tuned for the next episode. Thanks, guys!